Everclear is, perhaps, the most popular grain alcohol, often found on college campuses and during the holidays in apple pie drinks. But some state lawmakers want to prohibit the sale and possession of Everclear and other 190-proof alcohols. State Representative André Jacques says he'll be seeking co-sponsors for the bipartisan bill in January. He says he hopes banning the product will cut back on abuse and alcohol-related deaths.
When you're talking 95% alcohol, I mean, it really is a poison that needs to be regulated more so than anything else. I mean, talking about responsible drinking behavior, Everclear just really doesn't have a role to play in that.
While Everclear and similar drinks can be abused, it is often used by bartenders to make bitters and extractions for cocktails.
Okay, here is one of them. I think this is the ginger one.
At Cavalier Lounge in downtown La Crosse, owner Jason LaCourse pulls a couple homemade syrups out of a fridge. He says Everclear helps bring out unique flavors from fruits and herbs. LaCourse says most bartenders use the grain alcohol extracts responsibly, so he does not see a place for an all-out ban in the state.
Bars who serve it as like shots or what have you, I think that's kind of a dangerous blend. But for doing the kind of craft cocktails that we do, it's definitely a tool that I use and I use wisely.
A similar bill to ban high-proof alcohol was introduced in 2011. In Jacques' bill, selling the alcohol could carry a fine of up to $10,000, up to 9 months in jail, or both. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.